as the virus that spread around the world trapped us in our homes. You could get a small taste of what it feels like to be them. If you would minus your clean water, minus a full day of electricity, minus the sense of security in your own home where children fight bombs of Israeli planes with stones.
In the time that I've been here, children have been shot and killed. On the 30th of January, the Israeli military bulldozed the two largest water wells, destroying over half of Rafah's water supply.
Where Israeli occupiers set up parameters and zones, young Palestinian kids in handcuffs and chokeholds. "I can't breathe," said the coronavirus patient, the black race in America, and the Palestinians simultaneously. And the oppression became contagious as it traveled from Kashmir to Karachi, from Sana'a to Syria, from Baghdad to Bahrain, from Nigeria to New York, as the air was sucked out of the lungs of the body of humanity long before the coronavirus hit. Each believer is like a part of the same body. When one part is hurt, the other parts feel pain, the Prophet Muhammad stated. And before your ears jump away from this message when you heard the words believer and Muhammad, before the programming they had devised that has politicized your mind to divide and make you choose a side, before you even had a chance to understand the truth. By believers, we mean those who believe in the One who created all things through incredible design that only the blind could deny, and believe in the prophets He sent, God's message and teachings they would uphold and represent, that came to complete, not compete, the same religion since day one that evolved in stages from the Torah to the Bible and the Quran revealed in Ramadan, the last edition of its pages. One chain, unbroken, undivided, uncollided, the messengers all led from Adam to Abraham, Moses and Jesus finishing with Muhammad, who was the seal, and from Jerusalem. He would ascend to connect with God in Jibra'il, that's Gabriel, the same way the prophets did before, unified extensions of His divine grace. And Jerusalem, the holy place, which should be the culmination of humanity and divine faith, has been hijacked by an entity of racism and hate. They claim to be Jewish, but Jews they could be never. This is not the first time people use the name of faith for their own satanic endeavors. Zionism was engineered by the secular elite, wrapped in the garb of religion, just like ISIS, which will soon both meet their defeat. If you could only peel away the tape they've wrapped around your eyes to keep you blind. But it is not just non-Muslims they have wrapped in their web of lies. One ummah of Muslim brothers and sisters still stand and divide and debate whether we pray with our arms down or our arms crossed, while the enemies plan how to cut our arms off. And with this strategy, they went two-pronged for too long. One, divide Muslims from one another. Two, make non-Muslims hate Islam and Muslims. Lastly, colonize. It seems the embodiment of our unity, our division, our ignorance, our insight all come alive in Palestine. And like it began from Jerusalem, it will be done when the dominoes of corruption crash one by one, when the apartheid wall of Zionism will fall. Embodying a world order run by a military-industrial complex, elite-run societies, corporatocracies, not a conspiracy, but a clear theory based on facts that the 1% who rule this planet are much more sinister than you can imagine or understand, and there is a reason why they want to conquer the holiest of lands. There is a reason they want to destroy Iran, the only place where true divine ethics and political leadership go hand in hand. So from Al-Aqsa to the Hijaz, united we must stand to end the tyranny and oppression. And freedom will become contagious, can only spread through you and me. And our lungs will become clear, our sicknesses will heal, and we can once again begin to breathe when we recognize that the liberation of the world begins when Palestine is free. Free Palestine. Free Jerusalem. Free. free the world.